Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, of course, to Talking Sports with 12th Man. Robert Ford is my co-pilot, if you will. What are you about to say?
Yeah, you're right.
Robert Ford. Let me just read it, guys. Once again, welcome to Talking Sports with 12th Man. We got Robert Ford and Andre Peterson. We have a packed 30 minutes full of a lot of good stuff, kind of recapping some things. Obviously, you know how the drill works. We're here every Wednesday. Those that want to call in, just a quick plug for the number. It is 424-243-9519. Mr. Ford, man, we have a lot of stuff to jump into. I guess we'll do the usual, talking about some college football, and hopefully we can squeeze some time about a lot of big things that have been going on in the NFL. And, yeah, I guess just jump right into it, if you will. A lot of big games this past weekend and a lot of big games coming up. Obviously, this is the first BCS standings. What do you think about the rankings? If you feel anything that I don't think there's a lot of surprises, if you will, but I don't know if you want to comment on that and just kind of recap any games that you thought from last weekend.
Well, obviously, as an LSU fan, I'm ecstatic, you know, that LSU is number one in BCS, but doesn't mean a whole lot right now. It's, you know, it's just for pole positioning, if you will. Obviously, there's a lot more football to be played. It's kind of like just holding the spot. Yeah, you know, you want to be number one or number two in the BCS, you know, after that first, second weekend in December. So that's the most important time. But, you know, I think it's a good thing. You know, last week on the show, we talked about who we thought were our top three teams in college football. And I think I'm going to make a slight change from based on what I ranked them on last week. I think last week I mentioned to you that I had Oklahoma 1, LSU 2, and Alabama 3.
Okay.
I'm actually going to go in the exact order that you ranked them on last week. As big as LSU fan I am, you know, it hurts me to kind of say this, but I think I'm more on the bandwagon of Alabama being the number one team in the country. And LSU forces a lot of turnovers on defense, which is a great thing. But I think Alabama's defense is just slightly more stouter. And as well as I think Trent Richardson is more of a home run threat at the running back position. LSU has a lot of depth at running back, but I don't think we have that guy, that big, strong, physical guy that's a home run threat. Spencer Ware is a solid back, but he's not the home run threat that that Trent Richardson is. And they seem to be gaining a little bit more confidence at the quarterback position too, Alabama. So right now, I would change my rankings to Alabama 1, LSU 2, and Oklahoma 3 as the top three teams. And maybe a little bit of surprising. And a little bit of news out of Baton Rouge today, too. Three key LSU players are going to be suspended, not going to play this weekend against Auburn. And so that's a little bit of bad news if you're an LSU Tiger fan. You know, losing Tyron Matthew and Darryl Simon, that's your second and third cornerback, and then your number one running back, Spencer Ware, reportedly will all be suspended this weekend against Auburn in a big game for reportedly testing positive for synthetic marijuana.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's a report, that's a rumor out there, but supposedly those three guys are going to be suspended, and those are three huge contributors to the LSU football team. I know we'll get into that in just a brief moment about who we think is going to win out of Auburn at LSU. I don't know if you want to do a quick recap of some of the games this past weekend or you want to jump right into the big matchups of college football this weekend.
Yeah, we got a lot of NFL stuff. Let's go ahead and jump into the big stuff that's happening this weekend. I don't think there were any big surprises, obviously, for this past weekend. So let's kind of highlight some things that are happening this week that are coming up, obviously. So I guess talking, you know, obviously big game. We're going to talk about LSU and Auburn. Sure, you guys are – it's going to be a good game, but I would have to give the game to you, to LSU, if you will. Even in spite of those suspensions, I think you guys have enough depth to make a to definitely pull that up too. And Auburn's they're gonna give you guys a fight because you guys in Auburn typically play a pretty tight games too. So I don't know if you want to comment on that before we jump on some other big games that are gonna happen this weekend.
Well, there's three top 25 matchups this weekend, but I think the Auburn at LSU is the game of the weekend, and. Mm-hmm. I tell you I'm a little concerned about LSU, the two cornerbacks that are suspended, Tyrann Mathieu and Darryl Simon. That's your second and third corners right there. That's a little concerning. I do believe LSU is still going to win the ball game, but I believe if this game was in Auburn, we might have a chance at an upset here. You know, with these guys being suspended. But I think with LSU being at home, I think they'll be able to overcome the suspensions and be able to pull this win out this Saturday afternoon. The next best game, according to my schedule, would be 6th-ranked Wisconsin on the road at number 16, Michigan State. Michigan State has a very strong defense. They contained Michigan's offense, and I think this Michigan State team is better than a lot of people around the country are aware of. And I think we could have this could be a potential upset, but I think I'm going to pick Wisconsin in the nail biter on the road at Michigan State.
Yeah, that's a great call, too. I mean, I kind of agree with you. I think that Michigan State has been surprising a lot of people. They're obviously 2-0 in the Big Ten and have a 5-1 record. So they are definitely kind of surprising some people. I do kind of think that Wisconsin is going to pull it out, like you said. So that's going to be definitely a good game to watch as well. Do you have Tennessee and Alabama as a pretty high game? If you were, I know that number two and Tennessee's not really ranked, but just a big SEC matchup, if you will. I don't know if you're talking about that or you more Stanford,
yeah, I don't
Washington
think that game is going to be close. I don't think it's going to be close at all. I think Alabama just blows them away.
Yeah, they're going to take care of business. Right?
Tennessee still got their two best offensive players out with injury, you know, including the quarterback, Tyler Bray, who's probably the best or second best quarterback in the SEC. And I think that really hurts Tennessee right there. I don't really see this game. I mean, LSU beat Tennessee 38-7, and, you know, LSU just ran the ball down their throats. And I kind of see Alabama being able to do the same thing. I don't think this game is going to be close. I'm looking at about a 45-10 kind of victory for Alabama.
Yeah, Phil Sims' kid didn't do good at all. That's kind of like that was just a terrible thing. I know he's kind of like put into a bad situation too, but hopefully it's going to be interesting. But go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No problem. We want to give the listeners out there a chance to call in, 424-243-9519. I hope I got that right.
You got it right.
I'm sure Andre will correct me if I'm wrong there, but feel free to call in, join in on the talk. And the other big game in college football this weekend is out west. Number 25, Washington, a team that's on the rise. Steve Sarkisian has got their program on the rise out there. On the road at number 8, Stanford, for our West Coast listeners. I know we have quite a few Pac-12 fans out there. Washington is on the rise, but they're still not quite ready to jump up to beat the Stanfords and Oregon. They might be the third or fourth best team in the Pac-12 this year, but I think Stanford will win this game by at least 2 to 3 touchdowns. Stanford, Andrew Luck, is looking very impressive, and they have one of the best offensive lines, not only in the Pac-12, but in the country. And I don't think Stanford is a national championship contender team, but I think they're in that next tier of teams. And I think, you know, we're looking for a showdown at some point with Oregon and Stanford for the battle for the Pac-12.
Yeah, I definitely concur with you. And it's interesting, too, because looking at Stanford, you know, obviously they're pretty much holding by with Andrew Luck and everything. So just I think that's going to be a pretty good game. I don't think that Washington has enough firepower, if you will, to compete with Stanford. And as you mentioned, you know, definitely Oregon, Stanford are going to be up there in the Pac-12 for a lot of our West Coast listeners, too. But, you know, at this juncture, that's a great game, going to be a good game to watch as well, as you mentioned. Ooh, I love it.
Yeah, so, yeah, cool, you know, yeah, those are kind of like the key college football games going into this weekend. Oklahoma at home against Texas Tech, you know, Texas Tech's unranked, but I think Oklahoma would definitely pull that one out. I don't know if you want to comment on your Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. They're on the road at Miami this weekend. And,
yeah, it's going to be a tough game. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that one? What are your thoughts about Georgia Tech going on the road facing Ja'Cory Harris after he had a pretty good game this past weekend, Ja'Cory Harris?
Yeah, the thing about Ja'Cory Harris, you got to—he's kind of up and down, man. You know, he's been throwing a lot of interceptions.
The wishy-washy
so.
Kind of quarterback. Isn't
it? Yeah, definitely. You got to—if you're Georgia Tech and you're hoping you're getting the Ja'Cory Harris, has been prone to turn over the ball too. So, and that's just—I don't know if it's just him just kind of figuring out the offense or what. I know he had a lot of promise whenever he first got to Miami too. So, you know, obviously as a Georgia Tech fan, we're coming from a very disappointing loss to Virginia by 3 points, but, you know, Paul Johnson's going to have them ready to go. And Miami always seems to pose a challenge for us because they do have a lot of athletes that can try to run down the triple option, but it should be interesting. I hope that we pull this out by one or two touchdowns too, but, you know, that's just me. But it's going to be definitely a good game. And as mentioned, like I said, hopefully we're getting the Ja'Cory Harris of old, where he may give us a couple of the turnovers and try to help us to solidify our standings in the ACC, if you will.
Great. It should be an interesting matchup then, ACC. Another interesting, I guess, before we move on to the NFL coverage here, one other ACC matchup we'll comment on real quick is Clemson at home against North Carolina. I know North Carolina's 5-2, Clemson 7-0. Clemson is at home, getting great quarterback play from Taja Boyd. I think I still like Clemson in this matchup here. And Clemson is one of those teams that could sneak up into this BCS talk if some of these teams up top slip up. They're undefeated and playing really well. And I definitely see them as definitely the favorite to pull out the ACC and definitely to pull out this victory against North Carolina. What are your thoughts on Clemson?
Yeah, as a Georgia Tech fan, I'm hoping for the upset here, only because I'd like to play. It kind of took some luster off the game if we were hoping the both teams, you know, Georgia Tech going into the Clemson game undefeated too. But, you know, definitely Clemson is playing well. They're playing at home, so you have to give them the edge, if you will. And like I said, I don't think North Carolina is going to be able to pull it out, but it should be interesting. ACC is not quite up there yet with the SEC as far as having a lot of, you know, a lot of teams are beating up each other, but it should be a pretty interesting game, if you will. So, I think they're going to pull it out as well.
For all you NFL draft fans, pay attention to defensive end in North Carolina, Quentin Couples, who'll probably be the number one defensive player in this year's draft coming up. I may want to pay attention to him, and a great pass rusher, could be as high as the number two pick in the draft. So anybody's interested in watching that Carolina at Clemson game, he would definitely be a player to watch if you're looking for a player that's going to have an impact on the next level.
Gotcha. Good stuff. Wow. Moving right along, and real quick, Robin, go ahead and plug the number for those that want to call in. Once again, that's 424 243-9519 is, I guess you're ready to move on to the NFL. Is that good with you? About 15 minutes in?
Yeah, I guess before we get into a recap of some of the games this past weekend and previewing some this coming weekend, I guess the big news out of the NFL this week, a couple of stories. I guess number one would be Carson Palmer being traded to the Oakland Raiders. Did you think the Oakland give up too much, a first-rounder? And it looks like at least a second-rounder that may potentially go up to a first-rounder based on incentives and things of that nature, performance-wise. I mean, that's how do you feel about what Oakland gave up? I know Hugh Jackson has a relationship with Palmer. He was offensive coordinator in Cincinnati. He knows Palmer extremely well. And it seems as though with L. Davis passing away, it seems like Hugh Jackson is in control right now, huh?
Yeah, it does seem like that, too. And before we get started, Robert, I have to say, you know, I'm looking forward to getting my Madden game. You know, you go ahead and get me the Xbox version of that. For those that don't know, we made a bet that Carson Palmer, I said he wasn't going to be playing with the Bengals and that he's going to, you know, he was going to go back. And Robert was steadfast in that he's not going to get traded. We had a clause in there that even if he retired, obviously would win the bet. But, you know, we've got a Madden game on it. So Carson Palmer's playing. He was traded. So, yeah, just go ahead and mail that to me later. But, no, on a serious note, you know, it's kind of interesting, if you will, because the Raiders, you know, they're always in the news. Of course, it was passing about Davis. But, you know, I'm not sure what they're doing because it seems like the past couple of years they've always kind of tried to get that quarterback. What's going to happen with Terrell Pryor, obviously. I don't know what they're thinking about him. And if you hear a lot of the rumors that they expect Carson to start this Sunday. So, I mean,
that's unbelievable.
Wow. I mean, it is unbelievable. You know, this guy was just, you know, chilling on the couch. I mean, I know he's working out, obviously, but, you know, as you said, he got a text at 4 a.m., and next thing you know, he's flying out and being introduced as the, you know, with the Raiders. I do think that it's one of the situations, if you think you're one player away, it's not too much to give up, but, you know, only time will tell because, you know, are they, what was the missing piece, if you will? If they think that Carson Palmer was the answer, then, yeah, they don't think it's too much because, you know, they've kind of missed on the past couple of quarterbacks. You know, I'm sorry to bring up Jamarcus Russell to you, too, but they've missed on him. And then, you know, Jason Campbell now going now, I think he was the complete answer, as like we thought. And we know that Kyle Boulder was not the answer, but, you know, Carson's got a lot of pressure on his shoulders, too, to kind of come in there and kind of be the man. So we'll see how everything plays out.
Yeah, well, you know, I think you're right. I think the one thing we have to remember regarding Carson Palmer, at one time, he was a franchise quarterback in the NFL. Last couple of years, you started to see him kind of fade out a little bit. It seemed like he regressed a little bit. And so you wonder what Carson Palmer are they getting. Are they getting the franchise quarterback from like 3 years ago? Or are we getting the guy that seemed to be regressed a little bit? Or maybe he will feel rejuvenated with another opportunity. Oakland is 4-2, and Oakland has a very strong running game. I mean, Darren McFadden is having an incredible year. And, give them a few weapons on a perimeter there. I mean, they're playing really good football. And I think they have an opportunity to possibly make the playoffs. I definitely don't see them being the team that can make it to the AFC Championship game or Super Bowl with Palmer. I don't think they're that kind of team yet. They still need some more playmakers for Carson Palmer. But, you know, definitely if you can come close to the guy that was a franchise quarterback 3 years ago, you have to automatically think that's somewhat of an upgrade. But, you know, I don't see an AFC Championship or a Super Bowl kind of upgrade.
Yeah, you're right, too. And I think, too, and I don't know if it was because of Carson, if he was injured, because I think everyone keeps saying that he's not really fully healed. I think his shoulder, if you will, and I don't know if that's the truth. And also, you know, dealing with two interesting wide receivers or divas with Terrell Owens and Chad Ochocinco. So you definitely got to wonder if that kind of wore on him too. But, you know, as you mentioned, great point about this is a fresh start for him. And he's from, you know, California, so it's kind of a good little mix for him to kind of go back and hopefully he'll start making some progress. But, you know, as mentioned, there's too many other stronger teams at this juncture in the AFC for them to actually make some moves. But they'll make the playoffs, I think, and should be interesting thing for them. So we will see. We will see. What else can we talk about?
I guess the other big story before we get into some of the recap is Donovan McNabb being benched for the second year in a row. Last year he was benched in Washington. This year he's being benched in Minnesota. And a rookie from Florida State is going to be Christian Ponder is taking over the reins and starting QB in Minnesota. My question to you, is Donovan McNabb done?
I would have to say that Donovan McNabb is done. And I don't think he's done as in the league. I think he's done as a starter. A lot of people have weighed in on this, and to see somebody's career kind of like fail in like his, it's kind of disappointing because, you know, he's been a talented guy, and I'm kind of at a loss for words because, you know, just what, 2 years ago, I mean, obviously working with Philadelphia, you think he was kind of, you know, he was getting near the downside of his career, but just for him to fall off like he has, it's been pretty shocking, if you will. And I guess turning around to you, and this, we'll see how this plays out, do you think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback? So, you know, in spite of everything that's going on, he's never really won the big game, but I think he's definitely changed the position, if you will. I mean, not ground changing like a Michael Vick, if you will, but he's definitely come in and you know, hopefully his career is coming now to a nice little whimper, if you will.
Yeah, I don't quite see McNabb being a Hall of Fame quarterback, unfortunately. And I mean, he did make it to one Super Bowl and his team lost, but I don't see him as being a Hall of Fame kind of quarterback. I think in his prime, he was a good quarterback. I don't think he was ever a great quarterback. I don't necessarily see McNabb as being a Hall of Fame quarterback. You hate to see him look this bad going out like this, but obviously at this stage in his career, I definitely agree that he's just not a starting caliber NFL quarterback. Maybe he can help some teams out as a backup that helps them develop a younger quarterback. And, you know, maybe, you know, he can stay on another year or two in that capacity. But he's just not there as a starting QB in the league anymore.
And you got to worry, too, Rob, too, because, you know, he just definitely, you know, if you have a veteran quarterback, he gets to come in there and kind of right the ship. But if he's not doing, you know, he's not helping the running game or helping the passing game, it's just not a good scenario. So I didn't mean to cut you off. Exactly. I was just going to say that real quick. So, yeah.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Yeah. Our fans out there, listeners, feel free to call into the show, 424-243-9519. We want to recap this past weekend a little bit here in the NFL. Green Bay just keeps rolling along and looking mighty impressive. I mean, I'm starting to wonder now, is this team going to lose a game?
Wow. I'm telling you, now, I don't want it to be versus the Falcons, but they're running into a collision course with the Lions. And the Lions kind of lost their luster whenever they lost to the 49ers. And you got to give the 49ers some props, too. They're ranked pretty high. I think they're number 3 overall in the power rankings. They're somewhere up there pretty high.
Yeah.
But, they are – the Packers are definitely on a roll. So they said that the only thing that can stop the Packers are the Packers. So,
yeah.
We'll see how, you know, I don't think their defense is as impressive, but I don't know if that's a misnomer as far as, you know, they're just scoring so much and teams have to pass, but, you know, they're turning on at the right opportunity at the right time.
Yes, they look very strong. I mean, they have pass rushers. They got I'm not going to say a solid secondary, not great. And but they're definitely offensively they're definitely a very impressive group. I mean, it's hard to imagine the NFL team going undefeated. I mean, I still say that they will at least lose one or two games somewhere on their schedule. I believe they'll slip up. I don't know who will be against, And but I agree with you as well. The 49ers as well looking mighty impressive. And I think they're probably, along with Detroit, the two most surprising teams in the NFL this year. And the 49ers are able to go on the road at Detroit and pull out a great win on the road. And Jim Harbaugh, I tell you, he's really turned that program around within a year. That's incredible.
Yeah, and I think he gave, like, Alex Smith a lot of confidence because coming into the season, I'm sure he and everyone else would have, if we would have said that Alex Smith would be playing good and that would be a reason why they're winning, you would have probably not believed us. But he's doing what needs to be done. And there was a thing that they said that during the lockout, Jim Harbaugh was able to give Alex Smith the playbook, and Alex Smith kind of coordinated a lot of the activities and worked with a lot of guys, too. So you got to give him some props as well as far as stepping up. And I was going to say that I thought that 49ers were going to be in the Andrew Luck sweepstakes, excuse me. But the way they're playing, they may not be in it. That may be a Miami thing, but we're coming back.
Yeah, it looked like Miami may be the favorite for the Luck sweepstakes.
Yeah, the Luck sweepstakes, yeah. So it's going to be interesting, too. But, yeah, great, impressive win, and just some good stuff, too, so from that vantage point.
One other change at quarterback, Redskins benching Rex Grossman and going with John Beck this weekend. It's interesting. The Redskins have played 5 games. It's 3-2. They got a winning record. Do you think that's a good move or a bad move, them benching Rex Grossman?
You know, I'm not really sure what to think about this move because if I'm the Redskins, I mean, you know, if Rex Grossman had one bad game, you will. I mean, I don't know if it's a combination of things, but I know going into the season, they were pretty much, it was like 1A and 1B, same thing. I know I keep using that analogy, but, you know, maybe, you know, Mike Shanahan is trying to, like, jumpstart the team and try something different, too. So, you know, we'll see how things plays out. If I'm the Redskins quarterback, I'm not getting comfortable anytime soon, though.
Yeah, I totally agree. I just think them having the winning record still at 3-2, I mean, they're only a half game back behind the Giants. I just think it's a bad timing to pull. I mean, it's not like they're 0-5 or 1-4. I think maybe they should have stuck with Grossman just slightly longer. But, you know, we'll kind of see. Maybe Shanahan knows better than us. And so we'll kind of see how that shakes out here. This past weekend, of course, both of our teams are in the NFC South, and we had a couple of NFC South matchups. My Saints losing on the road at Tampa, and your Falcons winning at home against Carolina. So now we're back to having a pretty tight race in the division. And going into this weekend, Tampa, I guess, will, by way of tiebreakers, first-place team in the division. Right now, they're playing in London this weekend against the Chicago Bears. The Saints are at home against the Indianapolis Colts. And the Falcons on the road at Detroit. So it should be some interesting matchups for the NFC South teams this weekend. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, like I said, I have to agree with you. It's going to be an interesting week. The NFC South, we always seem to play tough. And you know, and I'm granted, we're a little biased because our teams are in that division too. So the NFC North is having some pretty good competition up there too. But, you know, like I said, we'll see how everything plays out. It's going to be tough for us on the road. And I think the Saints should handle the Colts. They should go past them, obviously. But it should be an interesting game, to say the least. Man, there's a lot of things. We always seem to come near the end of the show with time, if you will. I guess we'll talk a little bit more about the NFL, the NBA lockout. I know there was an interesting comment that Brian Gumbo made about David Stern calling David Stern a plantation owner. So that's another thing we'll have to talk about next week. NFL talking about some HGH testing, a lot of things that are going on with that. For those that are checking, the Cardinals are over the Texas Rangers by 1 point. It's 3-2, if you will. But wrapping up, guys, you know the drill. We're here every Wednesday talking sports with the 12th man. Robert, any last thoughts before we wrap up the show?
Thank you all for tuning in. Look forward to next week, same time, same channel, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next Wednesday night, enjoy football, people. Good night, America.
Have a good one. Thank you. And we're off. Good job,
right,
sir.
I've been trying to perfect that closing a little bit better. That's always hard for me.
it doesn't help that I'm only give you like 10 seconds to close, man. So, I'll probably give you like 30 seconds fix time because you're, you know, something like that. Because I'm telling you, it always flies by. I'm like thinking about other things to talk about to you, and I'm like looking at the thing. I'm like, man, it's like 2 minutes left. I'm like, what are we going to talk about? Man. You know, we always just go about, hey, let's talk about this, and then it does really fly by. I think that an hour might be too long, but 45 minutes may be a good. I don't think they have 45 minute segments, but I think that would be a pretty good show. You know, that way you're not committed to too much time, but you're right in that little sweet spot to make sure that you get just enough in there and kind of recap some things too. But you know, I'd rather have not enough to talk about as opposed to not filling the time, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely goes by fast.
There's a lot of things, too, that the Roddy Brown, that his trade got voided. Did you see about that, his trade got voided to the Lions?
No,
Roddy
I didn't
Brown,
hear about that.
Yeah, his trade was just voided. They said that Jerome Harrison had health issues, so I guess Ronnie Brown is going back to the Eagles.
What did Jerome Harrison have to do with that?
He had I guess he had health issues per ESPN. That's all it says.
Yeah, but what did Jerome Harrison have to do with the trade? He wasn't even involved in the trade.
Yes, it was. It was Ronnie Brown for Jerome Harrison, and then
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was a pick that was going to be involved in that, too. So, you know, because Detroit was trying to obviously have a running back for Job at best, and he's out with that concussion. So, yeah, there you go.
Wow.
There's a lot of stuff, man. You know, Dan Wilton passing, and what else we had going on here? SEC suspending some two Georgia players, and, you know, obviously a lot of big stuff, you know. But, you know, we talk about stuff that's got a lot within our time. So, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And as always, it was a fun show again.
Yeah, hopefully, folks, you know, Jeff just actually pinged me for Facebook. I wonder what he was talking about here. I wonder what he said. I said, I wish I could, man. I can't. He wanted to join in, but he can't call in tonight. I didn't change the title of this, man. This is another thing. When I set it up as recurring, it just kept the title the same date. So I have to go in there and adjust that before I jump on the call. I'll do that before, and I'll try to do that beforehand. I need to go and change these episode titles. But other than that, it's, like you said, another good show, man. I got to like, the title, the sound, like, to at a certain point. I don't want to, like, overwhelm it, so I'm trying to, like, figure out the right notch and go from there. But, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
What's that? What was I right about?
Oh, no, I was just, you know, just saying that to it, too. That's just a figure of speech we use. Yeah, you're right.
Sucker MC over here. All right, man. Like I said, man, good show. And I know I'll let you get some rest, man. I'm had a busy weekend, my friend. So hope you have fun and be safe and all that fun stuff, man. So hopefully you got my messages too, man. You know it's gonna be a hard time, right?
Oh man, you know I. It's all good, man. I got your messages.
I was like,
no,
I see how it is. I see how it is.
No, man, you know. You know, if I don't answer, it's usually, it's a good reason if I don't answer.
Yeah, I know. I'm just giving you a hard time, man. It's all good. All right, sir. Well, have a good restful evening, and we'll definitely talk sometime this week, definitely.
All right, Chief. All right.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
All right.